Greetings in Jesus' worthy name this morning for the daily inspiration. I would like to look at a fool and who a fool is and how to identify one. First of all, let's recognize that it's dangerous to call someone else a fool. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 22, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." So we place ourselves in danger if we call a brother a fool. We must be very careful to not do that. But the Bible does speak a lot about fools, and we should use that to identify whether or not we are walking in the way of a fool ourselves. And we can see that in others also, but we must be careful not to just label them with a blanket statement of that person is a fool. Hopefully this morning, if we do have the marks of a fool in our hearts, we can identify it and repent of it. Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." So here's the one mark of a fool, is right in his own eyes. And this is a dangerous thing. If we are not saved by the blood of Jesus, and we consider ourselves right in our own eyes, then we're not going to repent. We're not going to turn away from our evil if we feel like we're right. The opposite of a fool is, as it says in the last part of the verse, "But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." When we get counsel that is contrary to what we've already been doing, it takes humility to receive that and change our ways. And the fool doesn't have the humility to do it. He feels like he's right already, and then somebody comes along and counsels him to do otherwise. He doesn't like that, and he's not going to change. Proverbs 10, verse 8, "The wise in heart will receive commandments." Again, it's having to do with being wise and hearing counsel, receiving commandments. "But a prating fool shall fall." I didn't look up what prating means. I think it means kind of like rattling away, just always having a lot to say and overconfident, plowing forward. "Does a prating fool shall fall." Proverbs 14, verse 16, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." Again, just having to do with looking at life and looking what's coming our way and choosing that which is good, departing from evil. The fool doesn't do that. He just rages and plows right on forward in his self-confidence. Proverbs 17, verse 10, "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool." You can't speak reason with a fool, because he already thinks he knows it all, and he thinks that all his ways are right already. You can't reason with him. A reproof is not going to do any good. But he says that even 100 stripes isn't going to do much. Not as much as a reproof does to a wise man. Proverbs 18, verse 2, "A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself." You see and hear this type of thing sometimes where people, they don't say, "Well, I'm trying to discover my heart," but they will say those types of things. They will say, "I'm just trying to figure out who I am," and those types of things. Jesus tells us that we must lay down our lives, take up the cross, and follow him. That's quite the opposite of the way of a fool, having no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Proverbs 29, verse 11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. There's another proverb, I didn't write it down here, but I think I quoted it. It says that even a fool is counted wise if he holds his tongue. He knows how to be quiet, he's counted wise. The fools don't usually know how to do that. They like to utter all their mind. They like to say whatever's on their heart. They like to just spew it out. But a wise man, he knows how to keep it until afterwards, give himself some time to think things over and give a reasonable and a wise answer to whatever he heard. You know, it's tiresome to be around people that utter all their mind. They just always seemingly talk without thinking. And it usually doesn't go very deep. It's all just surface stuff and whatever comes onto their mind. Proverbs 26, verse 7, the legs of the lame are not equal, so it's a parable in the mouth of fools. Parables go with wisdom and understanding. A parable you have to consider and meditate, roll things over in your mind, and after a while you start understanding what this is talking about, what the parable is about. A fool doesn't like to do that. He doesn't like to stop and think and meditate. So you won't usually find parables coming from the mouth of fools. Their talk usually won't go that deep, where it requires stopping and thinking and meditating. Well, that's all I have to say this morning. I pray and trust that you and I can identify foolishness in our hearts if it's there. I have to confess that when I was a young man and before I knew the Lord, there was a lot of foolishness in my life. I was a fool many times over. And I'm so thankful that God, in his mercy, in his grace, didn't just wipe me out. He didn't give up on me. But he drew me to himself, to repentance, and humbling, turning away from foolishness unto Jesus. I'm thankful for that. But foolishness can always crop up again. And may we be on our toes. May we recognize it when it happens. May we always seek to follow wisdom and to walk in sobriety rather than in foolishness. To the praise and honor and glory of our great God. Well, God bless you. I'd like to give you a number yet for the Saturday morning Bible study. You're welcome to call in tomorrow morning if you'd like to. It starts at 7:30 Eastern Time, and the number is 857-216-6700, and then the ID number 525-819. Now, if you'd like to leave us a message today or any other day on here, you can do so by pressing 099. We will be happy to hear from you, and may the Lord bless your day. Thank you.